This week, Parsha, we find that Yaakov Avinu takes the brachas that Yitzchak had planned to give to Esav. He takes it for himself. Yitzchak, not seeing that Yaakov needed these brachas, deserved the brachas, however you want to say it. Eventually, Esav comes. Yaakov, Yitzchak realizes what happened, and he says, "Gam baruch tiyah." The Sosem says a fascinating idea, which will fit very well with the Chazal. He doesn't bring out the Chazal, but it would fit very well with a Chazal. Chazal say on the Pasuk that Yitzchak smells V'yarchiz Reach Begadov Evai Yivarechel V'yitzel Cholakim Yital Shemayim Shemenei Oretz. So he first smells the Reach Begadov of Yaakov, and then he gives the bracha. But Chazal and the Medrash over here say an interesting thing. The Reach Begadov is to be understood as Reach Boigdov. So what is Reach Boigdov? And even the Boigdim in Klai, so the people which are doing Averis, have a good Reach, and it's referring to there was individuals the Medrash mentions that did tremendously terrible Averis and eventually did Shuba before they died and refused to do those Averis a second time, etc. So what's the flow of that, and why is that the source of the bracha? So the Sosemis suggests in Shnas Tafresh Lamed Beis that the bracha of Yitzchak to Esav, that he was recognizing the fact that Esav is further away from Kedusha than Yaakov, because Yitzchak understood that Esav was not a big tzaddik, but he thought that he was possible to bring him back, that by giving him these brachas of Hatzlach Adam Hazeh and seeing the Yadav HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life, etc., that would be a vehicle to bring Esav back to Kedusha. So he felt it was good to give the brachas to Esav to bring him back into the world of Kedusha. What happened was that Yaakov took the bracha, not for himself personally, because Yaakov himself was the a sholem. It was Ish Tam, Yoshev Arlim, he was a sholem. But he understood they're going to be Darvis and Klal Yisrael. Which were not going to be the have the same as that Yaakov Avinu had, and they were going to need this bracha to bring them back, to find the Kud of Kedusha and bring them back. And therefore, he brings that the Zohar Kodesh says that Yaakov took the brachas and hid them away for his descendants. Genoza Lazar, he put it away for Geniza for his Zera. So even though he himself did not need the brachas, but he understood that they're going to be generations of Klai, so which are going to need a vehicle to bring them back from a distance. And that, therefore, Esav later on says, as Birchasi Lokach, it really was the bracha, which was Esav's bracha, that Yaakovino took. It really was Esav, because Esav said, Yaakov doesn't need it. What Yaakov recognized is that even though he himself doesn't need it, he's not guaranteed that what's going to happen to the generations to come. And for those, there's going to be a need to have such a concept of bracha to bring those people back. So it means it comes out that the mile of the brachas which were given from Yitzchak to Yaakov is a vehicle to hold on to Klal Yisrael no matter what situation they're going to be. So the generations which were tzaddikim gemurim, those generations didn't need this. But for the generations which are not like that, then we're grappling with all these issues, and we need a vehicle to bring our those people which are distant back to Torah. The Bresha puts in the world through Yitzchak Avinu brachas to Klal Yisrael to be able to make sure that nobody's lost. We're all held on to, and that was potentially what Yitzchak wanted to give to Esav. The nation should have that ability as well. But Yaakov recognized that Esav will not use that ability even given to him, but Klal Yisrael will. And maybe this is the source of this extraordinary idea that we're seeing people coming back out of nowhere. Because it's rooted in the Bria, these brachas, that the Bresha was guaranteeing that there's going to be Shlo Yidach, Meno Nidach. Nobody should be truly pushed away totally. Have a good Shabbos.